Okay, we are holding in Mem Zayin, Sif Dalet. Hamahar here b'divrei Torah in a tzurich b'vorech. So a person is just thinking and learning without actually speaking it out. Says the Mechaber, one is not required to make a bracha. Says the Ramah, v'hu hadin yoch lifsog din v'lo nesinas ta'am u'dvarav. So something the Ramah adds that a person, a Rav, could give a psach without explaining the reasoning behind it before he recites Birchas HaTorah. Sometimes in the middle of the night, the phone will ring with a time-sensitive shayla. A Rav is a Masada Kedushin, and the Chas Nakala could call up at 2 in the morning asking a sensitive shayla. So he tells them what the halacha is. He doesn't have to say, hold on 1 second, let me go recite Birchas HaTorah. One is allowed to give a psach without explaining why, without saying the brachos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, ain't it tzarech to hear her lav kedibur dami? Because according to Mechaber, that thinking is not like speaking. Ulefi zeh, according to this, yesh li zohar l'oysun haloimdim be'iyun mitocha sefer, she yizohru l'hoitzi k'tzas divrei Torah b'peh achra bracha. So those who are learning be'iyun in depth, they should at least speak out what they're learning after the bracha. If they're not going to be saying Birchas HaTorah or the other sections, we'll see why coming up, what the minig is, how it developed as to saying these different sections. Certainly Birchas HaTorah we'll see, it's a machlok, is actually whether Mechaber and Ramah, but that is our minig, is to say certain sections afterwards. Vav deyochol Yerdav kalifso gedin bein bale dinin. This would be to give a psak between two people. They ain't no derech lima. That's not teaching. Aval lilmo din b'sefer b'litam, but just to teach dinim without giving the reasoning behind, like one of these piski dinim svarim to go with that. So in that case, mevorech, you'd have to make a bracha. De lo gor, it's no worse mikosif from actually writing out, as we explained yesterday, that the idea of why writing divrei Torah would require a bracha according to many is because that's a form of teaching Torah. It's communication to others. Whereas here, who is just by myself, so maybe that doesn't necessitate a bracha. But by actually giving the Torah in a way that others can learn from it through writing, through teaching, so then that would require Birchas HaTorah. Sikan Zayin Lifsok Shehatam Shehu Ikar Hadin Eina Ela Meharher Belibo. The reason is because Ikar Hadin, he's thinking. But Gro Bebiro Cholik Alzeh. The Gro argues, right? V'svir lei, he holds delo gora ze mehakore mikra bilvad tzarech levarach. This is no worse than just reading psukim when you'd have to make a bracha. V'afilu hiru levad machmir shlo laharher kol zman shlo berech birchas haTorah. The Gra shita is that even thinking and learning requires a bracha. There's a ma'aseh they bring down that the Gra was once very upset. And what happened was that he had thought about learning before saying Birchas HaTorah. He was thinking he had 2,000, we have no idea what this means, he had 2,000 pshatim in a phrase, it's a pasuk in Parshas Shlach, that Perek Yud Gimel. So it says, Ol Zeh B'Negev, right? V'alisim Esahar. So Ol Zeh B'Negev, by the Meraglim, that he had 2,000 pshatim, but he thought about it before seeing Birchas HaTorah, so he didn't remember, he was so upset about it, he didn't want to get any hanah from that. So afterwards, they found him, he was so excited because through his pilpul, through his limud, he was able to reconstruct and to get back those 2,000 pshatim in the phrase Ol Zeh B'Negev. Again, we have no hasag what this means, but just to give a brief insight into the world of the Vilna Gaon. That's his shitas that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting down here. Not into think and learning before saying Birchas HaTorah. Uvechumi alma motu lasos eza pa'ulas mitzvah koyim Birchas HaTorah. And the whole world, everybody agrees you're allowed to perform a mitzvah before saying Birchas HaTorah. That's also a little bit interesting because I don't think it's really l'kuli alma. There's a comment from the Bikur Yankov he brings by Dalad Minim that a person should say Birchas HaTorah before benching lulav. Those are the minim if they do it in the sukkah, before shul, before davening. So he writes there that one should be machmir, and then the world doesn't necessarily follow this, but he writes that you should say Birchas HaTorah. Here, the Mishnah Berurah says, no, l'kuli alma, everyone says you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah, but I don't think it's really, I think maybe he's just learning that api psak, that everyone agrees that you don't have to. We are not knowing necessarily like that, Bikur Yankov. Afal gav be'ez ma'ase be'vadehu maharir be'dinza. Even though you're thinking about it, you know, I'll just use our example. You're shaking the lulav. You're thinking about the halachos of it. Afil ha'chimot, you're still allowed to dechol she'ena mischavin lilmod ein tzarich bracha. If you're not doing this because of learning, so then that would not require a bracha. Continues now the mechaber in sif hey. Birchos HaTorah. So what's the actual text? So Asher Kiddishan Mitzvah Vitzivanu Al Divrei Torah. So the first one has the lashon of Al Divrei Torah. We'll see that that's not necessarily with the minhag of most people. I think the Lubavitcher's Nusach Ari does recite Al Divrei Torah. V'herav no, you should make the Torah sweet in our mouths. V'and Asher Bochabanu, who has chosen us. Now speaks out the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches. Al divrei Torah, v'aminig v'diyoseinu, the meaning in our countries, lomar la'asok v'divrei Torah, to occupy ourselves with Torah. It's a tremendous sugya. When do you make the bracha al? When do you make a bracha with the lamed in front? It's a gemara in the beginning of Psachim. A lot of different shitas in the Rishonim. There's always exceptions to everyone's shita, but the nusach Ashkenaz is la'asok v'divrei Torah. The Taz brings down la'asok comes from the word asek. An asek is a person's business. A good businessman is always thinking about how can I improve advertising, specials, my customer service. So just like a good businessman is always thinking about how he can improve, so la'asok b'divrei Torah, that's an inyo. We're always thinking and learning. We're always, you know, we take it with us. And we'll see later on as we get to coming up, I think, in tests about whether making a hefsek or not, this idea that we're constantly thinking, even if it's not per se for, you know, I'm chasing over a Rashi or a Tosos, but I'm in business and I'm acting with my customers the way that the Torah prescribes I have to, with honesty, all those things, that's Dinei Torah. So we're constantly in the aspect of La'asok B'divrei Torah. And he says in the Mishnah Berurah, Ger Yochel Amar Birchas Asher Bocher Banu, a convert is also allowed to make the bracha of who has chosen us. Sif cut and test, Mishnah Berurah of the hair of Noah, please make it sweet. Yesh medaknin lahoisif vetze tzoeinu. That you should include my offspring and our offspring as well. So, you know, the normal bracha is v'harav na, right? Hashem lakeinu as divrei sarascha, befinu, fifi ozamcha, beis Yisrael, v'yanachnu, v'tze tzoeinu, right? Even in Nusach Svard, I saw a siddur that read as follows, says, v'tze tzoeinu, v'tze tzoeinu, v'tze tzoeamcha, beis Yisrael. So they added even more on that. So it's interesting because the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, ki kol mi shehu talmid chacham, uvno ben beno talmidei chachamim, that they and their grandson, three generations, shuv in Torah posekes mizari. Well, it will no longer leave the family. Shneemar lo yomushu mipicha. It won't depart from you. The ain't tzarich lekach. But you don't really have to do this. That's where he ends off. You don't have to say all this. Debichla ki bichlal v'tetzainu on our ancestors, my descendants. I'm sorry. Hu gam kein bnei vonim. That includes the children as well. So you don't have to add in all these things. In the Dirshi brings an interesting point that what if, you know, Rachman Salam, a person doesn't have any children, not able to have any children, they could still recite this phrase because it's said Beloshin Rabin. Okay, Sif Katin Yud Asher Bochar. Oh, just one more Ahor, actually. When we said the Gemara in Nidarim, which talked about why the Churban came because they didn't see Birchas HaTorah. So I saw in the Sefer Degel Machne Ephraim, a grandson from the Baal Shem Tov, so he writes that the bracha that they didn't say was this, was Vaherev Noah, that they didn't daven, that's what was the Gorim, the fact that they didn't daven, the Torah should be sweet, which is an interesting thing as well, because you don't find this by other mitzvahs, that we have a special tefillah, Vaherev Noah, oh, tefillin should be sweet, tzitzis should be sweet, but by Birchas HaTorah, there's a whole geshmak, that's the introduction, the Eglei Tal, that Talmud Torah Lishma is to have a geshmak, to appreciate having a simcha and the excitement in our learning. And that's part of the interesting. We have a bracha that reflects that theme. Okay, here we go. Sifkat and Yud. V'asher bochem. V'tamid tiyeh tefilas ha'av v'ha'im shigur b'fihim l'hispalo al b'neihim. Parents should constantly be davening for their children. Shihiyu loin de Torah v'tzadikim v'bali midos toivas. They should learn Torah. They should be righteous. They should have good midos. V'yechavein ma'od v'birchas av rabo. They should have a lot of kavanah when reciting av rabo v'birchas haTorah b'shas she'omrim v'nia anachnu v'tzetzainu. When reciting that phrase that we and our children v'chein and simli kish omer be'uvol etzion l'ma'an lo lo niga larik v'lo neila levehalo. So we shouldn't be for empty or for confusion. So you should also have in mind that this will the children also should be learning. In the Dirshu 13, it says, V'chein sof tefila shmona esrei kodom yiratzon kosel l'kamen b'shem echai adam shenachon v'roi l'chol adam v'hispalo b'chol yom every daven every day shotomish tador mipiv mizaro v'zerazaro, that the Torah shouldn't leave his descendants v'shu kol yoytzei chalotzov oivdei Hashem the emes, and that all of his children should in fact be serving Hashem in truth. Okay, continue now in Sif Vav. Omer v'herav im vav. Now, the word is viharevna, not herevna. We'll see why that's important. Haga yish omer below vav. The Ramah brings a minhag, some say without the vav, v'chein nagu. And that's our minhag, aval yoter tov. The more correcting is, lo yimar b'vav, to say it with a vav. So, there are many, many nafkaminas. If there's separate brachos, if someone's being motzi, should you respond amen at that point? In making a cheshbon as to the, we learned about, you have to say 100 brachos every day. Does this count as brachos Torah as 2 brachos? Is it 3 brachos? So the Mishmar says in Sifkat Yud Aleph Vav, the bracha achasi, it's 1 bracha. De ilu haisa bracha b'fnei atzma, haisa posachas b'boruch. If it would have been bracha, I would have started with boruch. Af agav, the smuch lechavertahi, even though it's connected to one right after it. One before it, b'chol ma'akom came in the bracha is kitzaro, saying these are short brachas. Havi lehu liftoch b'baruch. Since these are short brachas, they should have began with the word baruch. Midir havi abirchos havdala shepoischos b'baruch. Afal pi shehin smuchos came chain kitzaros. Just like by havdala, there's short brachas, but each one begins with a baruch. Yesh omrim, and the yesh omrim that's quoted in the Ramah about not brav, not a vav. Svirle the shiny birchas avdala she'enan smuchos. There's a difference between them. Okay, she'im rotza oimer. If one would want, I'll call echa b'fnei atzmo al haner v'al besamim. You could do that by its sivkat and yudbeis yoter tov. It's more correct. Ki b'ze yotzi yidei kol adeos. You satisfy all opinions by doing this. Aval im tomer below vav. Right. If you didn't say it, have you said heravna? Brach b'fnei atzma v'havi hefsek. So now you made like a separate bracha, that could be a hefsek. Lo osa dea, to that opinion, shesvir lo, bracha achasi, that holds it really is one big bracha, so you made a hefsek in the middle. V'chein nogu k'hayom lomer v'herav b'vav, the minig is to say with a vav, le'inyin and yis amen acher la'asoik b'divrei Torah. If one should respond amen after one makes that bracha of la'asoik, say yesh deos b'in achronim, there's different opinions. The rov ha'achron, the majority of them, it's adedim shalola amasomi, not to answer amen. V'nochon shivarech amavarech bracha zu belachash, and therefore the one who is making this bracha should recite it quietly. In the Dirshu 15, he brings, what about people who make brachas that the minhag is not necessary to recite those? Should you respond amen to those or not? So he says, af l'mishen noheg levarech eiz a bracha shlo nidchasa legamrei b'poiskim. It's not totally rejected. So, cause of your halacha, the common she'af she'ein chayim la'anos aleh amen. You're not required to answer amen. Ach ein isur la'anos aleh. There's no prohibition per se by responding amen to that. Okay, we'll stop here for today.